And our last headline comes from Zimbabwe. President Robert Mugabe has instituted a mandatory blackout. Residents can use power for only 4 hours a day. The country is trying to take the pressure off its troubled energy grid, but Zimbabwe has more than one power problem. President Mugabe has ruled the country for 27 years. He's resisted free elections and cracked down on anyone who opposes him. Now Mugabe is targeting lawyers representing human rights activists. Two members of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights have been arrested and released on bail. One of their colleagues visited the U.S. recently, lobbying for help. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman has more.
26-year-old Otto Sake's father was a soldier, so he grew up on a military base with a certain image of Zimbabwe's first and only post-colonial president, Robert Mugabe.
When he was coming into the camp, we were one of the few children who would stand by the streets waving the Zimbabwean flag. You know, I recall that vividly. And I think to many of us, he was a source of inspiration. You know, as you see him walking majestically, you know, he had this presence that he had. But I think it is being eroded.
Sake, who's with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, says he's now faced with a situation where those who were seen as the country's liberators from colonialism are the oppressors.
We appreciate what they fought for, but now they are actually fighting against those very same principles, and becomes our duty as the young persons to defend that.
As a lawyer, Sake is busy these days trying to help those who he calls prisoners of conscience, the opposition figures rounded up in a brutal crackdown on March 11th. Sake has received threats and has been blasted in the state-run media as an agent for neo-colonialists. He argues that the current crisis shouldn't be left to Africa or the region to solve.
It's a situation where the United Nations should be seen to be acting and be activated in response to the human rights violations that are continuing day in, day out. The abductions, the torture, the disappearances, the widespread arrests, victimization of human rights defenders, targeting of legitimate political activists. So that's the message that you're carrying today.
But he and his colleagues did not get all they had hoped for when they came to the U.S. recently. Isabella Matabanadzo with the Open Society Initiative for Southern Africa says she was disappointed the group did not get a meeting with South Africa's ambassador to the United Nations. Matabanadzo argues that the countries in the region have been siding with Zimbabwe's leadership rather than with the people.
The political leadership of Southern Africa is saying to us, we don't deserve, as black citizens of an African nation, the right to human rights. This is the message that I'm getting from the Southern African leadership. Not a single state in Southern Africa has issued a statement condemning the torture and the human rights abuses and violations of March 11. And before that, of September 13, 2006, when trade unionists were beaten by police.
Here, too, activists are facing something of a generational challenge. African leaders are loath to publicly criticize Robert Mugabe because of his past. Otto Sake says even within his own family, this is a difficult subject.
They still believe and see, you know, the current leadership and the president in particular is an individual who has done so much for them, despite the fact that when I go home, I can hardly afford to do basic groceries for my family. Every time I would have to explain why I've not been able to do that, and then ends up us having this very same political discussion about the economy, misgovernance.
It's a conversation he will have often as Zimbabwe prepares for elections in 2008. Sake fears a crackdown on opposition figures will only intensify until then. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.